and welcome to Flow with the Funk. My name is Michelle, aka Flow, aka your funky celebrant. This is a podcast aimed at anyone and everyone interested in love and ceremony, from the beginning of life to the end of life, and everything in between. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. We are now hitting a series three. Yay, Flow with the Funk. This series, I'm concentrating on all things eco within the wedding industry. So I thought there was no better way of kicking this off than getting another Michelle. We are all over the place. Another Michelle on with me today. And it's Michelle Miles, who is the founder of the Sustainable Wedding Alliance. I'm not going to say any more about who she is and what she does. I'm going to go straight over to her so she can introduce herself properly.
Fab. Thanks, Michelle. I'm super excited that you are doing this series. I think it is so needed. We work with so many businesses that are not shouting enough about all the amazing things they're doing. And I know you're going to cover loads of them in your series. So yes, I'm Michelle. I am the founder of the Sustainable Wedding Alliance. This week at an event, I got called the face of the Sustainable Wedding Alliance. I'm not sure how I feel about that. but people are certainly starting to recognise my face, which is great. I founded the Alliance 3 years ago now, back during that fateful year of 2020. After having been running sustainable weddings for close on a decade, I also was working with lots of different businesses, helping them think about their sustainability and what that meant for them, but also what that meant for their couples. And I used that time, that downtime, used it, found that silver lining, and started working with more and more businesses. It became so clear to me so quickly that actually, if you were a venue in our industry, you were having really similar challenges. And that venue that might be down the road is also having those similar challenges. But nobody was talking to each other, and particularly about sustainability. There was a vibe. I felt like there was a lot of competition, whereas I'm really pleased to see that our industry's moved on and it's all about collaboration. And that's what we try and do. So we try to bring businesses together to share best practice, to learn from each other, and to educate them on the basics of sustainability, whether that's from an environmental, from a social, or from an economic point of view.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So I joined earlier this year. How would you say over the last couple of years, possibly more this year, the uptake's been?
Yeah, we are certainly seeing an increase month on month, I'll be honest. I think that people are becoming so aware of the need to be sustainable. We were at an event yesterday, Elmore Court. Ansel, the owner of Elmore Court, came to me after we did a presentation and said, "This is a must. We should all be doing this. This is just necessary." And we need to get that word out there. And we need people to not be scared of sustainability, not to feel daunted by it. And that is what we pride ourselves on at the Alliance, is being approachable. There's no judgment. We're not here to point the finger. We're here to help and we're here to support. And we're here to connect you with your peers who are also going through the same thing. And, you know, it's really important that we do start to think about the environment. We do put nature at the heart of what we do. We should be making business decisions thinking about the environment and not just thinking about the profit. And I think that we are certainly seeing that coming to the forefront of people's minds, which means that we're seeing lots more businesses contacting us, asking us what they can do, how they can get involved. And even during the crazy wedding season, we were still bringing businesses on board, because actually, even during that season, they were seeing the waste, they were seeing the damage, and they wanted to just get on board and get going straight away, even though they were in the middle of season. So for us, we really hope that more businesses will start to become sustainably minded, and we will scale to fit that. You know, we're really flexible in how we work. We pride ourselves on the amount of time we spend with members, understanding their business. We do not have a cookie cutter system. That's not how we work. We really want to get into the heart of your business, work out where the balance is for you between people, profit and planet, and then help you build that so that you can build a long-term sustainable strategy. And if that means that we scale slowly, which we did in the first 2 years, or if that means that we have 1,000 people coming and joining us and knocking on our doors, great. Because do you know what? We can upskill our team, we
Yeah.
can find more people. There are so many sustainability consultants that already work in the hospitality industry that would love to come and join and work with more businesses. So we're ready. We are sitting here and we are waiting for more businesses to join, more businesses to open their eyes to the possibilities with sustainability.
Sounds brilliant. So a bit of a controversial question here. Is this a tick box exercise?
Well, I hope you already will see that it's not. We are I anti-tick boxes here. We are all about the big free text box. It has to work for you and your business. It is about putting sustainability at the heart of what you do. It's not about retrofitting. It's not about ticking the boxes. That's why we have developed our assessment the way we have. That's why we work with businesses intensively. That's why businesses work directly with me, because actually that's really important to me that I know each and every one of our members, what stage they're at, who I can connect them with, because it is about that personality, and that's so important. And I feel like there are lots of different options out there, and there are other certifications, accreditations, there are different ways to go. But they are very much fill in a form, provide some data, provide some evidence, get an accreditation. And actually, that's not what we're about. We're about helping people to understand what sustainability means and then putting that at the heart of their business, and then helping them. You know, we have members that are B Corp certified that have gone through our process, that have gone through the B Corp process, and they continue to be members because we connect people together. We aren't just about working one-on-one. We bring people together. And those people that have been through those experiences want to share that with others so they don't fall down the same holes that they did,
Yeah.
which is just so nice to see in our industry.
Yeah. So, I mean, I obviously asked the controversial question for those people that know nothing about you, because I know a lot about you. And I'm partway through my accreditation with you now. And I can reiterate it's not a tick box exercise. I have had to do a lot of thinking, a lot of research, a lot of soul searching. And I've just literally gone live with my brand new website, which is powered by green power. I don't know how you say it properly, but it's a green and eco-friendly website. And I made sure that my website builder looked into that for me, and we could quite happily put the certificate on the website to say it is green powered. I've got my sustainability statement on there as well, which I have to, for everybody out there, I have to update that at least once a year. I think it's been updated 3 times since I wrote it. So I don't know what version I'm on now. But like, yeah, it is definitely not a tick box exercise. It is very much, you've got to sit down and you've got to think long and hard about this. And it's going to take me a few more months yet to actually finish what I've started to get my accreditation. But this is what the winter's for, as far as I'm concerned. This is my winter project. And but it's been great having to actually sit down and think about, for my business, I can't go 100% green, because my business, the way I run it, I've got a diesel car, for instance. I can't afford to go electric at the minute. But what I'm doing is, when we had the last conversation that we had earlier this month, you told me to, was it, go on to Google Maps and to actually do my route plan via Google Maps, because that's telling me how much carbon I'm using. It's like, wow. Simple things like that, you can then offset things against each other. So for anybody that's coming completely fresh and completely new to this, it is definitely worth doing. And it doesn't matter whether you're in the hospitality industry as a wider industry, or the wedding industry. But the more we support each other, the more the whole of the hospitality industry can actually say, yeah, we are doing everything that we can as individual businesses to actually make sure that, you know, we're as green as possible. What are you lot doing? So,
absolutely. And I think there are people feel like there are lots of barriers and that they can never be sustainable because they aren't able to switch out their diesel car, or they don't want to limit the number of weddings they do, or they run destination weddings and they have to travel. And I feel like travel certainly is a real blocker for people. And a lot of conversations we have with people when they want to, you know, find out more about us is around that. There are, we call them legacy issues. They are issues that might be part of your business that will stop you moving forward on that one element. There are so many more elements to sustainability. You'll know, Michelle, we call them our sustainable themes. We look at water, we look at energy, waste, transport, finance, digital. There are so many other elements within your business that we can start tackling, that we can make a significant impact on and move forward and have positive change. And okay, you can't move away from your car right now, but you can do everything you can to be as sustainable with that.
Yeah.
You know, like you say about, you know, using Google Maps to choose the most environmentally friendly route. And that's something that only came about in the last few months. So saying to couples, well, actually, the venue you've chosen does have electric vehicle charging points. I could hire an electric vehicle to travel to you an event rather than me charging you my mileage. I would charge you for the hire. There are so many different ways that I think it's actually just about being really open to the different options and not being fixed on that one element, because there's such a positive impact that you can have in every other element of sustainability. So I think it's totally, it's definitely a blocker, and it's definitely something that stops people sort of moving forward with sustainability.
Yeah. One of the things that I've put in, so when I first meet with a couple, so I'm a celebrant, obviously everybody knows that that's listening to this. Well, hopefully not everybody knows that, because hopefully we'll get some new listeners. But yeah, anyway, for those that are new to this podcast, I'm a celebrant. So I do travel all over the country. I'm dealing with all kinds of couples in all kinds of situations and locations. But one of the things that I've introduced to my initial questionnaire with my couples this year is around a green theme, and saying, what do you want me to tell your guests about what you're doing for the environment within your wedding? How do you want to promote your wedding as having a green theme? Are you doing anything? And the couple that I've recently booked, they're having their ceremony on their own land, which they've this year planted up to become a wildflower meadow ready for next year, which is going to look absolutely amazing come the summer. They're very lucky. They've got their own borehole. So hopefully by next year, they'll have their own water supply properly as well. And simple things like that. And I said, OK, so you're already along the green, environmentally friendly theme. Let's make sure I put that into the ceremony, even if it's only as part of the welcome. So your guests know from the outset where you're coming from as far as, you know, the whole theme and the whole vibe is going on. And I think just having those little conversations with the couples, like you say, or, you know, other suppliers and other clients, is just, it's simple, but it's so important to have these conversations.
I love that you're giving your couples the option to then share that with their guests, because, you know, the average wedding, you know, between 60 and 80 guests, what an opportunity to then influence those people to have that thought of, you know, we know from attending weddings how many people are in the wedding planning journey themselves.
Yeah.
Actually, how great to be able to spark that in somebody to think about their own wedding, or, you know, to think about in the future, or to just think more about sustainability. You know, if we can put it into our weddings, we can put it more in our day-to-day life and the other life events that we have. And so you then become, as a couple, you get to build this legacy of, actually, we've encouraged these other people to do that. And as a business, we get to have this impact far beyond that just one wedding.
Yeah.
There are, you know, over 300,000 weddings most years, particularly post-COVID. And, you know, imagine if we were all there sharing in some way, shape or form those sustainable stories to the guests, and all of those guests, over a million people, going away with that in their mind of, oh, it was so lovely to see that, you know, they planted a tree. It was so lovely to see that half of our food was actually vegan, but we didn't realize it was vegan and we didn't waste anything and it was so tasty. And just these little things that actually could have a really big impact
Yeah.
way beyond that one day.
Yeah. And it's just nice to be, I know I'm not at the forefront of it. This has been going with you and other people for, many years, but it's just nice to be part of that journey now and to feel a bit smug, I think. Say, well, I'm doing it, what are you doing, kind of thing. And to
And
just have
so
it,
you should.
yeah, and just having it on your website. It's like, okay, right.
I did. So 64% of millennials all want to work for a business that has a purpose.
Yeah.
And they 83% are much more likely to stick around working for a business if there is a environmental purpose. So that tells us, and we know it gives us the feel good factor. We know that we are doing something way beyond just that one day. We are pushing the boundaries and we are trying to encourage more people to think about balancing people and planet. And I think it just has, we're lucky we work in an industry that is about love and bringing people together. And, we work in that because we want to celebrate love. We love love. And actually, now we can bring nature into that as well. We can bring more people into that. And, it just gives you that added feel good factor. So it's natural that we should just all be going in that direction because who doesn't want to feel even better about bringing people together? It's just, sustainability has so much positivity around it. And I think it's just got such a bad rap from, politicians and, governments around the world. And, we see the doom and gloom. We see what's happening with climate change. And, we almost shut off to it. Like, there's a recently a new term that's come about, climate change fatigue, because we all just like, oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But what if we just flip it and we just talk about all the positive stuff? What if we talk about all the good stuff that's happening? Like, we encourage everybody to follow a positive news outlet on their socials, in their email newsletters, for their kids, whatever it is, because actually, we are in an industry about love. We want to have that hope, and you should feel smug. You are doing something that's pushing the needle forward, and you're introducing your couples to it, but also all those suppliers that you work with around you. It's just so important.
Right, so I know that TWEA, the Wedding Industry Awards, have just introduced a new green category. So have you had many people actually enter that, and what's the processes around that?
So yeah, so I'm really excited that as an industry, sustainability is being recognized more. So we have been knocking on doors and talking to people, as you can imagine, for a few years to try and get sustainability talked about on the mainstream stage. So many directories and partners have really taken that on board and started doing that, and TWEA is one of those. So I'm a judge for the sustainable business category, and I'm really pleased to say that yes, we did get applications and we got some really fantastic applications. And what's great to see are there are names on there that aren't on my radar.
Right.
So that's so wonderful for me because there are more people than we're working with that are doing this amazing stuff.
Awesome.
There's more people, they're not putting their hands up. We didn't know about them. I've asked around, and people didn't know what they were doing. We launched our own set of awards last year because I kept seeing businesses that were doing these amazing things, not shouting about them. People are scared of putting their hand up and for fear of being accused of greenwashing. Or fear of somebody looking at their business in detail. And actually, we've gone the opposite way. We've got great businesses that were just sitting there being really, really quiet, not saying anything, and they should have been shouting about it. And what TWEA has done, what Marie Claire did last year, they also wore, as part of their sustainability awards, we launched on wedding categories with them. And what they're doing is they're allowing those businesses mainstream to put their hands up and say, actually, we think we're doing some really good stuff. And with TWIA, everybody that has entered the sustainable business category has also entered another category.
Yeah.
So it's not their primary category that they've entered, it's a secondary category,
yeah.
Which is great because it means that they're only sort of having to put their hand half up.
Yeah.
They're not having to like really, really go out on a limb.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, reading the applications has been like fantastic. Hearing the things that people are doing, it just, you know, it puts a smile on my face every single time. So I'm really excited to finish the judging and get the finalists out there and just start promoting sustainability and shouting about all the great businesses that are doing great things.
Fabulous. Well, I'll see you at the finals because I'm a celebrant judge. So we'll see if there's any celebrants that have entered for the sustainability as well. And the good thing is it might start small this year, but when people see the kudos of entering it and then entering the second category with yourself as well, it might be its own category. But I think it's also very good that as a business that's entering anyway, you get two bites of the cherry, I suppose. So, but yeah, no, it's brilliant that you have had people enter, and it justifies exactly what you've been shouting about for the last 3 years, which is absolutely amazing. Because if we can't promote it within the wedding industry, where can we promote it? And like I say, we're marrying thousands of couples every year.
Yep.
So yeah, let's start with them and with all the suppliers. Absolutely amazing stuff. Oh, I'm really chuffed for you. So if people want to go on the sustainable journey with yourself, how do they make contact?
So there's different ways. So you'll find everything you need to know about us on our website, which is sustainableweddingalliance.com. We're always on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn. We're also launching our couples platform. So our new part of what we are doing is we're trying to educate couples. We know that the demand is there from them and they just want more information. They just want to know what they can do to be more sustainable. And so we will be launching that, and that is called For Conscious Couples. So that will be an Instagram. And we also have a section on our website that is directly for them, where they can find out about who the members are, what to look for in a sustainable supplier, but also lots of hints and tips on what they can do to have a more sustainable wedding. One thing that we are really excited we launched this year is carbon literacy training. That is really a great starting point for any business that wants to find out a little bit more about sustainability. Some people, as I said, find it really daunting, and because they lack the confidence and the knowledge. And so the idea is we've developed a carbon literacy training that it's quite intensive. It's up to 8 hours. We do it in person in one day or virtually over two. But we talk about climate change. We talk about the facts. We talk about how that's affecting our industry. But more importantly, most importantly, talk about the actions you can take as a business. And how you talk to couples about sustainability and how you influence them to make better, more sustainable choices. And that's a really good introduction to sustainability in general. And that is available for all of our members free of charge. But we also run it externally. So we run it outside of that because we recognize that actually everybody should have the ability to get that knowledge. And that knowledge is so key. And you can find out the information for that on our website as well.
Brilliant. I'm signed up for that next month. If you're going to go in. That's what I say. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm just so chuffed that this, like you've said, this year seems to have really taken off. But more and more people, more and more companies are actually thinking about what impact we have as individuals and as companies. And it's just brilliant to say that, you know, within the wedding industry, as usual, we're leading the way.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely fabulous. Michelle, is there anything else that you want to say about the SWA?
I would love to tell you about a couple of things that we've got coming up.
Yeah, please.
I'm interested in. So we mentioned the TWIA Awards and obviously nominations of clothes. We're in the judging process at the moment. But we are also launching our own awards. So we the first year happened, they were fantastic. We were blown away by the entries, they were amazing. And we are launching them now. They will be open for application throughout October into November. And then the awards ceremony will be taking place on the 1st of February. In addition, on the 1st of February in London at BMA House, we're super excited to be hosting the Sustainable Wedding Summit. We have hosted it for 2 years previously, once virtually, once as a hybrid, and now we're all in person. We're going to get together. We're going to bring members and non-members together. We're going to celebrate sustainability, but it's going to be a day about action. You can come, you can get your net zero plan sorted, you can carbon footprint your company, you can find out about greenwashing, you can meet venues, you can meet businesses that are doing fantastic things, and you can meet people from outside of our industry that can teach us so much. But you will definitely go away with already have taken some action. You won't be allowed to leave unless you've already taken some action. And so for us, we're super excited about that. And that's going to be on the 1st of February. And we will be releasing tickets very, very soon.
Picking up my phone, scrolling through, am I free on the 1st of February? Please say I am. Please say I am. Please say I am.
Thursday. That helps.
I'll be there. I'm free. So I look forward to all the information coming out about that, and I'll get booked up as soon as possible. It's absolutely brilliant, Michelle. You're going forward in massive strides. It's not little steps anymore, leaping forward, and I can't wait to carry on my own personal journey with you and to see the SWA just grow. But within that, all the members growing in confidence and knowledge as well. And it's just been brilliant chatting to you. I look forward to chatting with you when I have to review my strategy in due course, having done a bit more work on it. But it's been brilliant just touching base with you and hearing all about what you've got to offer. And I'm hoping a few more of the members will come on board and tell me about their journey as well, so that we can say, you know, we're all doing it. We're all doing it in our own little way. But we're all having great success in doing it as well.
Yeah, and I hope enjoying it. You're learning and, you know, you're expanding, you know, your knowledge. And it's just such a wonderful community to be part of. So thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It's been so lovely to chat with you as always. And I hope that people listening understand that we're not, you know, we're not the big bad wolf. We're not going to shout at you for getting in a diesel car or a plane. We're really approachable, and you know, we're just here to drive sustainability. So please pick up your phone, DM us, send us an email. We want to hear from as many of you as possible, and get some positive impact going on.
There you go, folks. That's your call to action. Get in touch with Michelle. She's given you all the details, and all the other details will also be in the notes that accompany this podcast. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure, as you say, as always. And I look forward to seeing you in person, well, probably in January at the TWIR Awards, and then in person in February as well. Two treats. Fabulous. Thanks a lot, Michelle.
Thank you.
Just as a little addendum to this whole podcast, it was actually recorded, as you can probably tell, late last year. So the TWIR Awards are closed and the Sustainability Awards are closed, but the events are still to come later this month and the beginning of February. So if you are interested, you can still get tickets for the Sustainability Wedding Industry seminar and the awards in the evening. So hopefully see you all there. Thanks for joining me again. Take care.